MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, July 17, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Complaints on tip workers, ballot challenge. Speed limit remains the same in Newburyport. Gloucester development proposal discussion. Sun and clouds today, high near 90, high tide Gloucester Harbor 8:48 p.m., At 6 a.m., the water temperature at Good Harbor Beach was 64 degrees. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that a state panel is weighing a challenge to a proposal calling for raising wages for tip workers that could keep the measure off the November ballot. The five-member State Ballot Law Commission will hold a hearing on Thursday to consider the challenge from the Massachusetts Restaurant Association, alleging that backers of the ballot question submitted fraudulent signatures from people who aren't registered to vote, among other allegations. Ethan Foreman's writing in the Gloucester Times that a plan for a mixed-use, multifamily building with 24 units, street-level retail space, and parking at 20 Main Street is scheduled to get a first look by the City Council's Planning and Development Standing Committee as the developer seeks special permits from the council. The meeting is scheduled for today at 5:30 p.m. in the Harbor Masters Conference Room on Harbor Loop. The hybrid meeting will also be carried live on Zoom. The West End mixed-use project is before the Planning Board, which has yet to make a recommendation as it awaits third-party reviews on certain aspects of the project to be completed, according to the Times. Jim Sullivan reports in the Newburyport Daily News, in Newburyport, a recent petition asking the city to raise the speed limit on a handful of highly traveled roadways was denied Monday when the City Council's Public Works and Safety Subcommittee unanimously recommended it be tabled. In 2017, the city adopted a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit unless otherwise posted. Also in Newburyport, during the hot weather, Mayor Sean Ridden reminds residents of local cooling stations in the city.
But hey, we're in the middle of a heat wave here in Newburyport. It's funny, a week ago when you were checking the weather, it said like possible rain all week, and then it just went away, and we're desperate for some rain, but it's been really nice having a lot of our outdoor activities still be able to continue. But it's been super hot. So for all those of you who are struggling with the heat, just remember that there are options in the city for some cooling stations, right? The library is also a great place to stop in and get cool. The Senior Community Center is also a great place to stop and get cool during the week. And then also the Salvation Army is open as well. So if you go on our website, we've actually put the times that those locations are open. But I know, like, you know, I live at a split level, right, up by the hospital, and we don't have central air. So we've got, like, ACs going in, like, two bedrooms, and we've got fans blowing cold air down the hall. But, you know, it's been a tough stretch with this hot weather. And it looks like we've got another week of it, too. So hang in there. Again, look after your neighbors. And, again, take advantage of some of these cooling stations as well around the city.
The mayor also offers a reminder of the new community software program called Community Connect, which allows residents to add more information about their homes in the event of an emergency.
Last time I spoke to you, I was at the firehouse and I was talking about Community Connect. If you haven't signed up for that yet, it's so easy to do. I'm actually thinking about putting a video together to just show people how easy it is. You can do it right on your phone. But this is just an information gathering tool to use with the First Do software that the fire department's using. If you didn't see the last Mayor's Corner, go back and look at it. We talk all about it. But it just gives firefighters in the fire department information. If anything ever happened at your home, it would give them the information they need to learn about and to be on the scene with. You know, how many people live there? Do you have pets? You know, what's your heating and electric look like? How many, all those little things that you think maybe are incidental, but it would give them tools to see how to attack and help save your home and the people that live in your home and your pets before they get there. So it's all little things like that. So again, go back and watch the last Mayor's Corner if you want some more in-depth info. But if you go on the city website, you'll see there in the news section the Community Connect piece. And again, I did it. It took about 10 minutes to do. Super easy. It probably didn't even take that long. But it's just great information that the fire department will keep right at their fingertips in case, you know, again, unfortunately, if something ever happened at your home.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon on his Mayor's Corners podcast. And the AL won the Major League Baseball All-Star Game last night by a score of 5-3. Boston's Jarren Duran hit the game-winning two-run homer and was named MVP. And Salem News sports editor Phil Stacy is reporting that Chris Timpson, a former Bishop Fenwick boys basketball great, has been hired as the Crusaders' new head coach. Formerly the head coach at Danvers High School, Timpson is now a Beverly firefighter and will return to coach his alma mater. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.